The Regional Riff, your daily dose of news and views to get you on your way.
We've got Alice Walker riffing with us this morning. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Deb. Are you much of a cyclist?
I try. I got a new bike for my birthday a few years ago, and just before I moved to Mildura, actually, and I'm like, oh, this is great. Mildura is going to be the best place to ride my bike because there's no hills, and it'll be so much fun, and I've used it about twice, and it really needs a service now before I hop back on it again. But I like the idea of it.
Good. Okay, that's a start. Now, I don't really think of Mildura as a very wet place, but if it's raining, would you take your bike out?
Nope. If it's raining, we don't go anywhere or do anything.
We just all don't stay like getting indoors. Wet, not used to it. Interesting. Well, I've been chatting to a scientist who's been looking at whether people feel comfortable going out in the rain on their bike. And what he's found is it's quite different in different parts of the world, whether people are comfortable riding in the rain or not. And Melbourne is apparently one of the worst out of all these cities that he's looked at.
They must never get on their bikes then.
Yeah, exactly. You'd think they would be used to a bit of rain. But I spoke to Dr. Richard Bean from the School of IT and Electrical Engineering at the University of Queensland. So he's based in Newcastle and he's a really keen cyclist. So what he's been doing over the past 8 or 9 years is collecting data from these bike sharing services to see how many people are using them. So, you know, those usually it's in the city where you rent out a bike and you ride it around and you return it to some other docking station. That's why the data's from cities, because that's where these services are. But he was wondering, well, how much does the weather actually affect whether people will get on a bike? And then, lo and behold, along came the Copernicus Climate Change Service, which publishes hourly weather data from around the world. So he had his bike sharing numbers data, and then he had this weather data, and he compared the two to see, okay, well, if it's a really rainy day for that city, you know, it's one of the 5% most rainy days in the year of that city, will people still go out on their bikes? And what he found that it really was quite different in different places.
The rain has completely different effects for people in different climate zones. So in cities like Dublin in Ireland, the rain doesn't really affect people that much. In the 5% of the rainiest hours in the year, people still cycle 80% as much. But in a city like Melbourne, they cycle less than half as much in those hours. So it's really caused by a range of different factors. So one of them is that in Dublin, the speed limit in the centre of the city is only 30 kilometres per hour. So it really is a completely different proposition cycling there compared to like cycling beside a truck where you've got no separation at 50, 60 kilometres an hour in other cities.
So what Dr. Richard Bean is saying there is it's actually not just climate, because you might think, oh, well, he used the example of Dublin. Dublin, surely it rains all the time, and so they don't care about getting wet on their bike. But that's not the full explanation, because there's also some quite dry cities that don't mind riding in the rain. So in Spain, in Seville and Valencia, when it was rainy, they had about 80% or 75% of their usual numbers going out and using their bikes. In Melbourne, it's less than half. It's 46%. Whereas in Brisbane, it's 68%, so they don't mind the rain quite as much. So what is it for you, Deb, that stops you riding in the rain? Like, what's the barrier, do you reckon?
I think it's a perception that it's more dangerous, that it could be more slippery. And as he mentioned, you know, your separation between trucks and things like that, I might be a bit afraid of getting splashed with a muddy puddle, maybe.
Yep. Well, mud guard will save your life, because that's one of the things I thought of too, is when you get that line of mud up your back after you've been cycling, you won't know it's there. It will take someone to point it out to you before you know that you've got it. But Richard Bean says, often we try to explain whether we're willing to cycle through culture, you know, like in the Netherlands and their cycling culture, but he thinks it really is about safety. So that's what he was saying there as well. So if there's a cycling path, people are going to feel safer than if they're riding out on the road, potentially next to a truck sharing lane. And if you add rain to that, then there's an extra level of danger. So that's going to be a barrier for a lot of people. And interestingly, he said gender has a really big role to play here. So he was able to look at the data, because the bike sharing services would log, you know, whether it's a male or female renting out the bike, and see, you know, women more reluctant to ride in the rain. But he says one way to measure cycle friendliness is to look at what percentage of cyclists are women. Because in Amsterdam, he says it's more than half, But in Brisbane, it's only 20%. And in Melbourne, it's 30, and Darwin, 35. So he says Australia has a really long way to go to make cycling accessible to everyone, and that's a really simple test you can do to see how accessible it is. But it wasn't just Melbourne that didn't like riding in the rain. There were other cities as well. So Chicago and Vancouver were both cities where people didn't like wet weather. And I spoke to a really keen cyclist who's originally from Vancouver in Canada, and he's now based in regional Victoria. His name's Steve Connor, and he's the owner of the Myrtleford Cycle Centre. And just to give you an idea of what it's like in Vancouver, Deb, he told me it's so rainy there, he said 200 days a year, that the joke is the locals don't tan, they rust, which I quite liked. So it's interesting that they don't like cycling in the rain if it is so wet. But he's been cycling his whole life. He didn't get a car until he was in his 40s, and the only reason he got one was in response to Black Saturday. He said so his family would have an evacuation option, but that's the only reason he has a car. So he does everything on the bike. He's got a cargo bike, so he carries everything around. And Myrtleford, the thing about Myrtleford is it's a really, really wet part of Victoria. So I asked him if he's ever put off by the rain.
Never, never. You know, I have a different understanding of cold. You know, if it isn't actually likely to cause physical damage to your body, it's not actually cold, which is not to say it's not uncomfortable for Australians. And that's what riding in the rain is. It's managing your level of discomfort and what you feel you're willing to do. And it doesn't get that cold here. If you cover your hands and cover your ears and have proper footwear, you're going to be fine.
Steve Connor from Myrtleford. So he agreed with Dr. Richard Bean that safety is the number one thing. He said if you've got dedicated bike lanes, that changes everything. But he said this idea of discomfort is another real barrier for people riding in the rain. And he said, you know, my idea of discomfort is very different, because he's been riding in as cold as minus 36 degrees.
Yeah.
In Canada, which is astonishing. But so his tips were, you know, the number one thing is to not get cold, because that's going to make you feel like this is not something you want to do. And the way you'll get cold is either from getting wet through from the rain or from getting sweaty in your rain gear. So he said what you need is you need this outer layer that's sort of wind water resistant to keep you dry and to keep the chill off. He says you need wicking fabric like wool or synthetics, the layer on your skin. So not cotton, because that's going to just get sweaty and wet and yuck and not feel nice on your skin. And he said when you step outside, you should feel a little bit cold before you start riding, because if you're already comfortable before you ride, then you're just going to overheat once you're pedaling, and then you're going to get sweaty. So he said, don't overdress underneath that breathable rain jacket or that windbreaker that you've got, because that's a mistake that some people make. So you want to have that outer layer that keeps you relatively dry. You want to have an inside layer that's not going to stay wet, so something like synthetic or wool. And then you want light layers. You don't want to have too much on, basically, underneath the rain jacket. And he said he has noticed that people are becoming less resistant to riding over time around Myrtleford. So he said with electric bikes, people are becoming more willing to ride. And also some people are just realizing how easy it is around, you know, small cities and towns to get around on a bike. He said just yesterday a woman was in his shop asking about it, because she realized she could get anywhere in town in around 5 minutes on a bike. So why not? But as I said, he said safety is the number one thing. So if you've got strong cycling infrastructure, he said that's going to make all the difference. But if you don't have that, you can at least keep yourself warm while you're riding, Deb.
Well, Alice, you've inspired me. Ever since I've moved here, it's been my intention to try riding to work and see how long it takes and see if that would be a workable thing for me. So maybe I really need to get my bike serviced and get back on it.
Get on your bike, Deb.
Get on your bike. Alice, thanks so much. We'll have a chat with you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Deb. Talk to you then.
Alice Walker there. What about you? We don't have very much rain here across the region, or certainly not in this part in Mildura, but there is some forecast over the next few days. Maybe you could give that a go and see how you go.